City.
Across Bendigo.
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast.
Feels good. Bendigo Triple.
It's all about International Women's Day, Aretha Franklin, and also the late great, I should say, and Annie Stewart from the Eurythmics. It is 7:12. It is the day, and I know you want to hear it again.
Yes, I am woman. Come on, Helen, ready?
Woo! So that's one song, but you wouldn't get away with Johnny songs.
No, you wouldn't. Definitely not today. What do you think of that, Lisa Chesters, who happens to be on the line? Morning.
Aren't there just so many great songs? Like, I Am Woman, I feel like it's my rallying call.
Well, it probably is. I'm not sure if Helen Reddy wore a red coat like you do, but, hey, Lisa, it is obviously International Women's Day, and certainly for you and the other members here in Bendigo, you're all ladies, which is, it's been that way for quite a while. So I would suggest that motivationally for ladies, you've been through a lot. You've had to put up with a lot when it comes to, the other sex and other things. Any words of advice?
Well, the theme for this year's International Women's Day, I think, speaks to that. It talks about balance for better. So let's go towards equality and having that balance of men and women in our workplaces, in our sports, when it comes to pay, when it comes to equal respect and representation. My tip is to just be yourself and don't be afraid, and just, when you see bad behaviour, you call it out. But equally, when you see good behaviour, thank them and say, hey, thank you for that. Thank you for standing up for me, or thank you for, giving me a go. The other part to it as well is, and don't be afraid, is just think that if you don't think you're qualified, there's probably 5 other men standing next to you not qualified. So you're all in the same boat. So give it a go.
Sorry, Lisa, just to cut you off there, what about if you're a woman, right, and you work in a environment where it is mostly men and you do feel second fiddle and you sort of think that there's no one that you can actually talk to about it? What would your advice be there in that situation?
You know, you've just touched on something that's a real challenge for the whole of our country. We actually have one of the worst gender segregated workforce in the world. That means there are women's jobs and there are men's jobs. And it's pretty embarrassing that Australia is that way.
Mm.
So my advice to women in that situation is, have a chat to maybe somebody who's not in the industry, ask them for advice. Someone might have similar challenges. Also to reach out, find the manager or the supervisor who is going to be supportive and say, hey, particularly someone who might have daughters or might be thinking about, we want things to change.
Mm.
And then also to the men that are listening, think about what your workplace is like. Are you reaching out? What's the distance between the shop floor and the ladies' toilet? Is it a decent distance? Like, little things like that aren't thought about. I've been to some workplaces where there isn't even a women's toilet in the workshop. They've had to sort of go outside and around the corner. And it's like, come on, it's 2019. We've got to get that sorted. So if you're in that situation, if you're feeling comfortable, reach out to the person who is going to hear you.
Mm.
If they don't, then have a chat to sort of your other friends who might be in the same situation and find out what they did to get around it. What we don't do well, women, is mentor and support each other. Blokes just do it naturally. One of the things that we have to get better at doing is speaking to each other about how we get past a challenge in the workplace, or get past a challenge in a club, or get past a challenge in our lives.
That's a really good point, Lisa, because some of us women feel threatened from other women and we don't tend to have each other's back. So that is a really good point that you've made just there.
Yeah, I was at an event last night where it was the guest speaker was like, I did it, I pulled myself up, I got there on merit. And I said, but what about the other women that have come with you? Like, share that knowledge, support them. How did you get around that gender barrier? You're a CEO of a timber company. That's rare. How did you do it? And are you reaching out to that next woman to say, hey, I'm ready? This is how you go about it. And I think it's hard to quantify because it just happens. It's kind of mentoring is really just catching up, asking how you're going, checking in. It's not really formalized, and we have to teach ourselves to look out for one another and to do it.
Yeah, it's a good call. Lisa, just from a bloke's perspective, if a lady does make it to the top, and certainly what you're doing, you've been elected as a member, do you tend to try and pull the ladies up? Because there'd be a lot of CEOs who are women who would say, right, well, I've made it to the top. There might be a little bit of jealousy there with someone else coming through who is a woman.
Well, and that's the debate that we're having in politics at the moment. You might have heard the debate about, you know, quotas, do we need quotas versus merit? That whole debate is how do you support other women stepping up? And I'll be honest, one of the reasons why I got such a good run in Bendigo is one, because Bendigo is pretty inclusive, and two, because we already had Jacinta Allen as the state MP. So she sort of cracked a bit of that nonsense that might exist about can a woman be a representative. In saying that, I'm still the first to represent Bendigo in the federal parliament.
To you.
You know, we cracked it. But it's that sort of in our lifetime. But Bendigo's got lots of firsts. Gold was first discovered by women. We've kind of got it in our waters, I guess you could say, where we have that sort of that equality that sort of is naturally there. I didn't really experience those challenges until I got to Parliament, and then I went, wow.
What's happened to me here?
Yeah, I'm meeting Clive Palmer, and I'm meeting, you know,
Clive Palmer.
And I'm going, wow, this is, now I understand what they're saying, like I was, you know, referred to, you know. Anyway, there's lots of stories that go with that, and that sort of changing that environment where women are, that's on all of us, but that's particularly on men to think about what they're saying in the workplace, because a lot of that behaviour from the 70s isn't acceptable. You might get yourself in trouble.
Oh, yeah, big time. The rules have certainly changed. All right, there's
so
a
true.
Night coming up tonight, Kyle.
Yeah, just quickly, Lisa, International Women's Day tonight, the growth of women's footy in central Victoria. I know that it's all full, but I'm sure that everyone that's going will have an awesome night. Thanks for your time this morning, and happy International Women's Day, Lisa Chesters.
Absolutely, and keep those great songs coming.
Oh, we will. They're all about the ladies this morning. You'd love that.
Loving it. Absolutely loving it.
Good stuff. Thanks, Lisa Chesters.
Wake up with your mates.
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast.
Bendigo's 93.5.
Triple M.